the regional weather synopsis for the Northern Plains, including the Dakotas, Minnesota, Nebraska, and Iowa. A low-pressure system over the western Dakotas will be sliding slowly southeastward through Thursday, reaching Minnesota, Iowa, and eastern Nebraska late Thursday afternoon. A warm front extends from this low eastward across North Dakota and northern Minnesota. This will continue to kick off scattered showers and thunderstorms through the rest of this morning. The surface low and the front will be the focus for thunderstorm activity this afternoon through Thursday. Some of the storms could be severe this afternoon and tonight, mainly in North Dakota and Nebraska. High temperatures today will range from the 70s north to the 80s south and east. Lows tonight will be in the 50s and 60s. Highs Thursday will be in the 60s and 70s northwest and in the 80s to lower 90s south and east.
Your National Weather Service forecast for Yankton and surrounding areas. Rest up today. Mostly cloudy with showers, thunderstorms likely through mid-afternoon. Breezy. Highs in the low 80s. South winds 15 to 25 miles an hour. Chance of rain 80%. Tonight, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms. Lows in the mid-60s. South winds 5 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of rain 40%. Thursday, partly cloudy. Highs around 90. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, shifting to the southwest in the afternoon. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of thunderstorms. Lows in the upper 60s. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Friday, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy. A 40% chance of thunderstorms. Highs in the mid-80s. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, shifting to the southwest in the afternoon. Gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Friday night, partly cloudy. Chance of showers and isolated thunderstorms in the evening. Lows in the upper 50s. Chance of rain 30%. Saturday through Monday, mostly clear. Highs in the low 80s. Lows in the mid-50s. Monday night and Tuesday, partly cloudy with a 30% chance of thunderstorms. Lows in the lower 60s. Highs in the mid-80s.
At 2 p.m., the sky was partly sunny in Yankton. The temperature was 72, and the dew point 66. The relative humidity was 83%. Wind was southeast at 17 miles an hour, gusting to 25. The pressure was 29.86 inches and falling. Elsewhere in the area, Sioux Falls had light rain and 72. Sioux City was partly sunny and 77. Norfolk was partly sunny and 74. Other temperatures around the region, in South Dakota and Minnesota, Rapid City was cloudy and 79. Watertown was cloudy and 79. Worthington was partly sunny and 73. Minneapolis was cloudy and 80. Around Nebraska and Iowa, Valentine was mostly sunny and 86. Lincoln was partly sunny and 79. Omaha had light rain and 78. Spencer was cloudy and 79. Once again, at 2 p.m. in Yankton, the sky was partly sunny with a temperature of 72. Here's the short-term forecast for your area. At noon, scattered showers were pushing through southeast South Dakota and will reach the Sioux Falls area by 12:30 p.m. Expect showers to be mostly light and to persist for 2 to 3 hours. Rainfall amounts to generally be less than 0.2 inches by 3 p.m.
The current time is 2:08 p.m. Central Daylight Time. Operating on the frequency of 162.50 MHz. This is NOAA Weather Radio Station KXI-21, broadcasting from the transmitter near Gavin's Point Dam. Our program originates from the National Weather Service in Sioux Falls and serves Yankton, Lewis and Clark Lake and adjacent areas.
This hazardous weather outlook is for southeast South Dakota, southwest Minnesota, northwest Iowa, and northeast Nebraska. For today and tonight, thunderstorms. A weakening thunderstorm complex will be moving through southeast South Dakota and portions of northwest Iowa this morning and early this afternoon. These storms will not be severe, they will be weakening as they move northeast. An upper-level storm system currently over southwest Wyoming is forecast to move over the area late this afternoon and into the evening hours. Thunderstorm development should mainly be focused in the south-central portion of South Dakota this afternoon along a weak surface boundary. Scattered thunderstorms will spread toward the James River Valley this evening and Interstate 29 after sunset. The main threat from these storms will be strong winds, but a few storms may produce hail up to the size of nickels. The threat of severe weather will diminish greatly along and east of Interstate 29. For Thursday through Tuesday, there is a chance of thunderstorms early Thursday morning over portions of northwest Iowa and southwest Minnesota. These storms are not expected to be severe. There is also a chance of thunderstorms Thursday night north of Interstate 90 and west of the James River. These storms are not expected to be severe. Scattered thunderstorms are then expected to develop on Friday afternoon southeast of the line from Windham to Vermilion. These storms will move across northwest Iowa late Friday afternoon and Friday evening. Large hail and damaging winds will be possible with these storms. Spotter activation will be possible after 4 p.m. west of the James River Valley.